Praying Psalm 91 by Richard McKinnon. Psalm 91 is no doubt one of my favorite psalms because it reveals so much of what our Heavenly Father wants for us and has provided for us. For many years, I've prayed this psalm and gained much spiritual insight and encouragement from it. I've often shared my Psalm 91 testimony to encourage others to believe and trust in what the Lord reveals in this very special psalm. Recently, someone asked me to record Psalm 91 the way I pray it each night before I go to sleep. The way I pray Psalm 91 is not the only way to pray it, but it is the way the Holy Spirit has led me and taught me how to pray it over the years. My prayer is the Lord would use this blog to encourage others to begin to pray Psalm 91 and believe and experience its wonderful promises. The following is the way I pray Psalm 91. He who dwells, he who lives in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of you, Lord, you are my refuge and my fortress. My God, in you I do trust. Surely you shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler, the devil and all his demons, and from the perilous pestilence, COVID-19, and all its variants. You shall cover me with your feathers, and under your wings I shall take refuge. Your truth, your word, is my shield and buckler. I shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. A thousand may fall at my side, and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come near me. Only with my eyes shall I look and see the reward of the wicked. Because I've made you, Lord, my refuge, you the Most High my dwelling place. No evil, absolutely no evil will befall me, nor will any plague or sickness come near my dwelling or my body, including COVID-19 and its variants. You, Father, have given your angels charge over me to keep me safe and protect me in all my ways, spiritually, physically, emotionally, financially, and materially. Your angels shall bear me up, lest I dash my foot against a stone. I shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent, the devil and his demons, I shall trample underfoot. Because I have set my love upon you, you will deliver me. You will set me on high with your Son Jesus, because I have known your name. When I call upon you, you will always answer me. You will be with me in trouble and deliver me from trouble and honor me. You will satisfy me with a long life, and you have shown me your salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.